Hello and welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. How are you? If you are watching this, I want to start the show right off the bat by saying I will be in Good Springs. November 14th, 15th, and 16th. One of those days is my birthday. I will be in Good Springs. I may have a camera with me. I will probably have my Tunnel Snakes jacket on. I will have this hat, these glasses, and a shirt to match this hat. If you are in Good Springs, if you're going to be in Las Vegas for New Vegas Day, please do not hesitate to come say hello. I would love to say hi. Because, first off, let me shout out to Patreon. Thank you to the Patreon. I'm going to get to a little bit more about them at the end of the program. But I'm preparing for it. I've had a lot of things going on. I haven't spoke about it very publicly on here, but I moved and I changed jobs and everything's all over the place. So I needed something to do this week, and I needed something a little more lax. I needed something, I'm going to be honest with you, this one doesn't feel super fair to the audio listeners, and I apologize. This is a real excuse to go check me out on YouTube. I have something special tonight. If you know me, you know that I love toys. I love action figures. I love collectibles. I love collecting. I love being a nerd. Nerd shit rips. And recently, during Fallout Day, the presentation that was done on Bethesda's YouTube, two of my favorite things came together. Really well-made action figures and Fallout. And what I have today is an unboxing of sorts, something that I've never really done on the channel before. I've done small things here or there, but I think it's probably one of the coolest collectibles they've ever done for the Fallout franchise. And it's this right here. It's upside down. This right here. This two-pack, a full Shakur, if you will, is Benny's Survivor, which I'm just noticing now. I don't really know exactly what that means, because I always just called him Benny Gecko. That was his full name in my mind. And a Riot Gear Ranger. Riot Ranger armor, right? So it's not... The back of this box rips. The back of this box goes crazy hard. I collect toys, and I collect them out of box, mostly. I have a couple things that maybe will come in and out of box. This is one that's coming out of box. I don't have the Fallout shelf. Fallout shelf is behind me, and it hasn't been set up yet, but this is going next to my collector's edition. The Benny, at least, is going next to my collector's edition of Fallout New Vegas, and I might cut this out on the back and prop this up somewhere. This is something I've been looking forward to a whole hell of a lot. Also, I'm not quite sure how the green screen is going to look on this one, so we might have half green screen, we might not. The only gripe I have with this so far is right here, as you may be able to see, there is a crack in the plastic. Which again, I take my toys out of the box, so it doesn't really matter, but I know there's going to be somebody out there who's collecting this with the box, and they're going to be rather upset about that. But without further ado, let me crack into this. For my own little tradition or what have you, for whenever I open a toy, because I used to keep the boxes separate. I've kind of grown past that. I open it from the bottom. I've always done it that way. So first off, just getting this out of the box, I want to show something off quick. This is how it is in its blister, in the blister pack, in the plastic. What I really like here is that the base plates say Fallout New Vegas. It's silly, but I love that. Now, I did not buy the Epic or the Elite. McFarlane does an Elite Ranger. I didn't buy the Elite Ranger. Just because it was like 70 bucks. I want to buy the Lucy one. I also don't like full collections, so I like smatterings of things all over the place. I'm very weird about my collectibles. The only gripe I have so far with this is that there's no other accessories, which is fine. It doesn't have Maria. I didn't expect the Riot Ranger to have a Riot shotgun, but I kind of was hoping for a pistol, maybe like a Ranger Sequoia. I guess a Ranger Sequoia doesn't really make all of the sense, but something to be invocative of Fallout New Vegas. But maybe just this helmet. Maybe this helmet alone is enough that you need. I'm gonna take these out of the blister, but before I do that, they come with cards. Also, big fan of this orange. I used to always make fun of New Vegas for being Orange Simulator and 3 being Green Simulator, but I like this orange. It feels right. So this is just that promo artwork, and then on the back is some of the cards, which is dope. I mean, it would be cool if it was like the Atomic Wrangler or Gamora or whatever, or the 38 on the back, but I'm fine with this. I'm not going to complain. I need to get penny sleeves because I do have a couple of Fallout Magic cards, and now I have this. And let me get the other card. Oh, this one's even better. The conga line, the chorus, not the chorus line, but the conga line of the Vault Boys doing the can-can. And then on the back, I like this art more. Like, if I were to display these, I would display it like this or that way. Because this, I'm not huge on. This one never really drove me crazy, but I always like the one of him rolling the die. That's so dope. I can't wait to put these somewhere. That's really cool. So here's Benny Gecko. I don't even know if that's canonically his name, but in my mind, he's Benny Gecko. This is Benny. I know how I want to pose him. I think kind of a shame that he doesn't have a platinum chip. I like him like this. I like him holding. I don't have in his hand. He's holding a poker chip. And I don't have my Fallout New Vegas Collector's Edition out, but I'm pretty sure the Topps chip is red in the Collector's Edition. So, you know, fun little Easter egg if true. I don't want to articulate him a crazy amount. Like I said, I want to just keep him kind of as is. I want to keep him kind of as is and just... His suit has a texture to it. The sleeves kind of ruffle. The tail of the coat can move. The jacket, what a strange piece of articulation, a strange piece of detail. Also, Benny's jacket is checkered, and in my mind, it's houndstooth. I don't know why. It's always been houndstooth in my mind. Why won't you focus? This is a very good figure. I never thought I'd own Matthew Perry. I like, there's little things about him. The cocked head. His head is cocked in such a way, and... Just the look of him feels very much like he's looking over what could be his. Like he could be the one to control Vegas. He could like honestly, the platinum chip, the chip itself, feels almost like the One Ring. I'm a big fan of this figure. Let me see if I could pose him a little bit. I'm not big on posing. Like I don't go crazy. His jacket being as long as it is, even if it is malleable, is proving difficult to kind of get past this. Maybe if I had like a custom piece that was... He's got full foot articulation. Bro's got elf feet. But I can't bend. So I can move his legs back. I can move his arms. He's got weird, not shoulder, like upper arm articulation. Oh, that's his hand. But he just kind of spins about. Which I don't think I've ever seen on a toy before. I technically have two other McFarlanes. One of them is in a parcel box that I can't get to because I didn't order it through Amazon. But the only way to get into an Amazon box is to have an Amazon account. I don't want to have an Amazon account. I also feel like him only having the chip, the Topps chip, is kind of a missed opportunity to have like a fist or him pointing. Also, I think it's a missed opportunity he doesn't have Maria. It's dope that we got New Vegas merch because we never get New Vegas stuff, especially toys, like stuff that I collect. Like, that's him going into the... I'm pegging Benny. I'm currently pegging Benny. We never really got a ton of New Vegas stuff. We'll get shirts. I went to a meetup and a guy was like... You know, I have a ton of Fallout shirts. I'm like, dude, I don't have any. And it's just cool. It's just cool to have it. It's very cool to have him as a figure. He's going to go on my shelf just like this. And he'll sit there and he will collect dust. And I will look upon him fondly. And I will not have anything negative to say about Matthew Perry. Rest in peace to Matthew Perry. Long live Benny Gecko. Let's take a look at the Riot Ranger armor. First off, just getting the Riot Ranger out of the armor. Very good head sculpt. Very good head sculpt. It's easier to get a good head sculpt on this, I feel, because of it not being a character. It's just a head. It doesn't move very much. It wants to, but it doesn't. This cape is awesome. This trench coat is fantastic. I mean, this is posed. I have it here. This is posed to be similar to the back of the box. Like, to this artwork. I don't have a sniper rifle, though. No guns came with this. Now, McFarlane will do weapon packs where if you want to take photography of your toys, if you want to do anything like that. Oh, wow, it actually even has the little flap, too. That's really awesome, which I assumed was... It's the left hand, so I assumed it was the Pip-Boy, but on the artwork on the box, they've swapped its arms. But it would make sense because if that's where your Pip-Boy is. McFarlane, if you take toy photography, they sell weapon packs. And I kind of just assumed that there would be a Fallout weapon pack because they have so many Fallout toys now. I say so many, it's really only like 6 or 7 or 8, but hey, we had none. Forever. I actually have one of the few Fallout toys in box, one of the few toys I've ever kept in box, and it's the Lone Wanderer Funko. And I think I bought that off of fucking Amazon when I was like in high school. His ankles feel really loose. I'm trying to peg him. Yeah, his ankles are feeling hella loose. Bro rolled his ankle. I mean, I don't know how well it's going to come across on camera, but like feels quite loose. I really like the duster on this. Big fan of the duster. It moves around nicely. I just like the feel of it. It doesn't come off, obviously, but, you know, like, even the lapels have a flap to them. It's very green. Let's see how well this comes across. Very green. I don't think there's going to be a lot of green screen on this episode because of stuff like this. But this is the Riot Ranger. I really have no other things to say about it other than his foot is loose. He's got that crazy foot articulation. I didn't really go into it all that much, but like the arms have double jointed articulation. His head really doesn't move. The stands are great. Big fan of the stands. He might be top heavy. That might be why he feels like his ankles are so loose. There we go. That's him on him stand. Fallout New Vegas. There's actually a little bit of light that comes through the trench, which is really, really nice. I really like this figure. No, I can't do what I want to do. I wanted to have him crouch. I wanted to have him crouch, but his like crotch plate is just getting in the way. I wonder if this is like a hairdryer situation. I just need a hairdryer. Oh, his foot pegs are really loose. Let me try this. Nah, he's too on the side. If they make weapon packs, I might even just buy a McFarlane weapon pack to give the two of them. Because if I can get a gun that looks like Maria and fit it in Benny's hand, great. And if I can get like a Riot shotgun and put it in the Riot Ranger armor, his hand? Great. Fantastic. I'm very happy with these purchases. I even got a little card that I have to like redeem for points on the McFarlane website because I bought it directly from the McFarlane website. And I think there's just one thing left to do. I think we all knew where this was going. I hope you've enjoyed that. That's a toy review. I'd give it 4 Blue Star Sunset Sarsaparilla bottle caps out of
5.
It would have got me a little better. I would have gave it a little bit of a higher score if it had a little 2 more accessories, you know, like an accessory per fella. You know. Or if it would have just not had weird top heaviness to it, but I get it. It's a toy. Everything's made differently. Everybody has a different way of doing it. I hope you've enjoyed this. Before we get out of here, I want to thank the Patreon real quick. Because of the Patreon, I can... Just so I can make this clear, these were not bought with Patreon money. These were bought with my own personal funds that I earn at my own occupation. I want to make that abundantly clear. But because of the Patreon, we have folks that like the show, support the show, want to see new things, want to see me try new things. And I have to thank some people real quick. Starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. After Danish Hound Dog, I have to thank Brotherhood Outcast. Thank you to Brotherhood Outcast. And last, but certainly not least, I have to thank Willie DeWitt, who is here tonight in the live studio audience. If you like the show, check it out. A couple tiers, a couple bucks. You get to watch a show get recorded live sometimes. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I love you. I hope I can see you in Good Springs. There's going to be two more videos that are kind of burners coming out. Something fun, something fresh, something different that I can do while I go to Good Springs. It'll give me time to edit and put things together. I hope I have some footage of Good Springs to share with all of you. I love you very, very much. Link in the description to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. There's a couple other things down there. Check out the Instagram, to be completely honest, because I might be posting there while I'm in Nevada, while I'm in Good Springs. I might post some pictures of me doing some stuff, meeting some folks, saying hello. Check it out. I love you very much, and I'll be seeing you very, very soon. Happy Fallout Day. I love you. Fallout New Vegas Day. Whatever. I love you.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.